Hello.
Hi, Nicole. It's Stella. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm calling from Family First. Regarding your rate, I was in contact with him. He said that he can give you
$1,375, okay. But he can't do $14?
I'm not really, no.
No, okay. Okay, so $1,375. And then does that come with, do you get the overtime? Is that still going to be?
So overtime will be a bit more. Because overtime is basically time and a half. So time and a half plus $1,375 is, one second. It will be like $2,062.
Okay.
Yes. So does that work for you?
That works for me.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll need to do is you said that your mom has already, is already approved for how many hours?
84.
Okay. So what I'll need
per
to
week?
Do per week. I understand that. That makes sense. And you want to work the full 84 hours?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just take down your mom's basic information. I'll need to check up in Medicaid, make sure everything is good, everything is on there. And then once we do that, I'll take down your information, put in a referral for you. I'll send you an application. So you can start the sign-up process. Meanwhile, we're working on her. So we can do both together, and both of you should be ready at the same time. Okay?
Great.
Okay. So let's do the first thing for your mom. We'll start with her. It's your mom, right?
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Oh, your mother-in-law. Okay, got it. So what's her first name?
Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A.
Okay, and her last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just 1 second. Okay, and for the phone number, does she have a phone number?
Yeah, she has a phone number.
Okay, what is that?
Give me 1 second. Let me get that for you. It is 215.
Okay.
530.
Okay.
4818.
Got it. And you want to be the caregiver, right?
Yes.
Let me put it in. Okay, what's her date of birth?
6/10/54.
1954. Her Medicaid ID, I'll check up. Do you have her Medicaid ID or I can check it up if you don't?
I don't have it on me right now.
You don't have it? Okay, no problem. So I can just do that. I'll do it with her first and last name and her date of birth. Let's see if it will pop up.
Okay. And then how much is the pay weekly?
What do you mean? We pay every week, yes.
Okay.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Okay, so she has Keystone first, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Here I have her Medicaid ID. Everything is up here. Everything is running. Sounds good. She has Keystone. I will need her address.
Address is 137 Covington, C-O-V-I-N-G-T-O-N, Road, That's Philadelphia, PA, 19120.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Perfect. Is there any minors in the house?
No, no minors.
Okay, perfect. And your name is, your first name is Nicole. What's your last name?
Uh-huh. Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, and I'll put in this number as your number. 302-535-5165. And
uh-huh.
It will be for 1375. Okay, for her, I'm all set. 1 second.
And I have the provider from Keystone First if you need her information.
That would be good. So what's her,
her name?
Her name and phone number, yeah.
Okay, her name is A-Y-A-N-A, last name Williams.
Okay.
And her phone number is 267-745-6014.
1-4, got it. Okay.
Correct.
So I added all the information for her. I think that's what I need. I'll just put it in for our intake department to just look it over. And now let me fill out a referral for you. So your first and last name I have. Okay. Do you have a vehicle?
Yes, I do.
You do. Actually, I don't really need it because you're just signing up for a specific patient. And you're signing up for Lydia Smith. Would you want to sign up for other caregivers? Actually, I doubt it because you're doing too much hours. They won't approve it either way.
No, just my mother-in-law.
Yeah, just your mother. Lydia Sanders, 1 second. I'm just copy-pasting everything. Is the address the same or is it a different address?
Am I at a different address? Yes.
Yeah, so what's your address?
It's 5536. West Girard Avenue,
how do I
Philadelphia, G-I-R-A-R-D.
Drive, you
said? No. It's 5536. That's the house number.
West Girard, what, Drive Street?
Oh, Avenue.
Avenue, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any apartment?
No.
No, and it's also in Philadelphia?
Correct.
Okay, and what's your zip code?
19131.
Got it. What's your email address?
It's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, S like Sam, E like Edward, O like Oscar, the number 22 at Gmail.
Got it. I'll just repeat it back just to confirm. It's N-I-C-O-L-E-S-E-O, 22 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Got it. And do you speak any other language except for English?
Nope.
Perfect. Are you COVID vaccinated?
Yes.
Yes, got it. Okay, I think that's it, what I need. Should I text you or email you an application? What's better for you?
Yeah, you can email it. That's fine.
Okay, I'll email you the link of the application. Just fill it out whenever you can. It's quite long, so just do how much you can. And once it's done, you'll just get a phone call from our onboarding.
Okay, and then do I have to get, like, a physical or anything like that?
So, yeah, they'll need physical. They'll need your immunization records. They'll need IDs from you.
My ID?
Yes. Your social most probably
okay.
They'll need. Yeah, they'll need some stuff. Just to make sure that everything is legal.
That's fine. And can I text a picture and send that to you or in the package? Or
She'll reach out to you. She'll tell you exactly. She'll explain you everything, how it works. It's quite easy and simple.
Good.
If you have everything, then it's easy.
Oh, yeah, I have everything. And then one other question I just have is, how does the clock-in process work? Is there an app I can put on my tablet to clock in?
So I'm not sure exactly how this specific company works, but it's usually either app or with a patient's phone. They have most probably both. I can check it for
you,
but they should have an app and the patient's phone. Like you call from her phone, or you can just call from the app when you're for like clock in on the app. They should have that kind of option. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you said somebody's going to call me, and I'll just look out for the email.
It will most probably be Monica that will call you.
Okay, Monica's going to call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most probably. Okay, so I think all should be said. If you have any question, just reach out, okay? And or like if you have anything, just call me, and we'll also be in touch with you. Okay?
Perfect.
Would you like regarding your mother-in-law? Should we call her or should we call you?
You can call me.
You should call you. Okay, so I'll put in your number as the primary number and then her number as the secondary number.
That's great.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, have a wonderful day. We'll be in touch.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.